Hello, good morning. I'm Uta Kark from Plain Picture, which is, as Michael said already, a mid-sized stock agency based in Hamburg. How can I? You sure? Okay. Thank you. Okay, we were founded 2001 in Germany, in Hamburg, as a stock agency with a focus on the creative market. We have small offices in London, Paris, and New York, but the basement is in Hamburg, and all the back office stuff we do in Hamburg. We have, in the meantime, more than 1,000 international photographers under contract, which deliver us their images. They are highly edited. We have a rate of maybe 5 to 10%. We really choose, and collections of around about 90 international partner agencies. Which all this material comes out in a share of what, like 30% photographers' material and about 70% from partner agencies. Shortly to my background, I'm head of the keywording team and I'm responsible for the vocabularies and the maintenance and development of the vocabularies. So my personal focus is keywording, so not metadata in general, but of course what we get comes onto my desk, and so I can tell a bit about the challenges and problems which come up with so many partner agencies. This is a broad overview of what I want to talk about. I want to show some examples of poor metadata or poor keywording metadata, and to give you a short impression of how we deal with it and our personal our solutions. If the time is there, I might show some of the tools. Yes, the metadata we use, because we are a stock agency, it's quite concise compared to the others, I guess. First of all, and obviously the ID, the object name, is the most important. Unfortunately, even this most important field is sometimes not correct when we get it. It's incredible, but sometimes we even have to work on that field to clean it, to send it back, maybe we try to get it properly, but if not, we have some tools, for example, to drag out special characters or case insensitivity or stuff like that. If it's too bad, it has to be sent back. Sorry for that, but in most cases, of course, it works. The creator, the photographer of an image, we like to keep, we like to know, but some of the agencies we work with don't give this information to us. We would ask for it again, and maybe a second time, but if we don't get it, we keep it this way, without creator. Yeah, that's a business. Then it stays empty, the field. But I would say generally we have it. The date created as well, it's nice to have, but if we haven't got it, that's okay. And we work with it. The special instructions or restrictions, it's pretty important. Into that field we put the release information, or we most of the time get the release information. Also limits like for editorial use only, or limits on branches or times or countries or so. that's what we use that field for. Then, very important, the place names, city, state or province and country. They are important, as we can tell, but we don't always get it. If we get them, of course, we import them and give these information, this data out again, of course. Sometimes, I have to say, these data is not placed correctly. Then you have all place information in one field, for example, and we have to see how to separate it again. So that has to be done manually, if possible, in-house. That's how it comes. Then, of course, the headline. If existing, it is imported, but it's not always existing. We, for our own images, have a German and an English headline, but the English partners or the English-speaking agencies deliver their images mostly with English headlines. And now the keywords. We can process the keywords either in German or in English. With our internal vocabulary tool. But it's checked in the forehand. Before we import it, the data is checked. Every batch we get is checked, and if it's really poor, we try to get better data. Sometimes the partner agency holds kind of master keywording without all the synonyms, without all the spelling or grammar varieties they could think of, and then it's 40 instead of 140, and that's my experience is it's much better mostly. If it's not possible to get better keywording data, we try to enhance the data and to clean it with our own tools we developed for that. I will give you some examples later what we do. If we had the case that the keywording was still unusable, it was just too bad, and in some rare cases we did the keywording completely ourselves. But because our human resources are limited, that can't be the standard, of course. And before it comes to that, we try a lot with feedback, giving feedbacks and communication. And if the technical knowledge of a partner is just not, I would say, appropriate, we have to try to find solution ourselves. I have to say, if we do the keywording ourselves, of course, we need a different contract with the partner, because that's just a very, it's a lot of effort, and it's a surplus for the data then. To the credit information, the images are given out with a photographer's name, if we have it, of course, with our agency name and the partner, the proprietor, of course. That's all shown in the image. And, of course, we give out the property and model release information. A little bit about that. The model release information is very important for us. In every image where is a person on, we check manually if we have a model release. We can't just believe what the partner agency says to us. We have the information, yes or no, there is a model release, but we check again, and quite often it comes out that there are like 100 or 200 images with people on it, with recognizable people on it, without a model release. And if we don't get, if we don't get a release, these images are excluded, because we don't want to show images which don't have a full release. So there's quite a lot of effort in the communication with the partners on that again. The original releases are not stored by us, of course. They are kept by the partner agency. With a model release, with a property release, we can't be that specific because the legal regulations are so different from country to country, and that it would be just too time and people consuming to work on that. We just trust if we have a property release, we give the information out, and just compared France compared to Germany, I know that in Germany we have the right to from every public space we have the right to take a photo, but in France it's completely different, for example. Yes. How we deal with the data in our daily business, it's delivered sometimes in IPTC, but also we get it in text files or in Excel files. However, because we have to put so much work and effort into the data, we convert it anyway to Excel and do all the control and the corrections in Excel, because it's quite flexible and we can handle it quite well. So our internal processing happens not in IPTC. We hold all the images so often, and it's just not the way that that is practical for us. But for the interfaces and also, for all the interfaces, for the deliverance from the photographers, for the partner agency or the clients, they, of course, get IPTC metadata then. And what happens when we get the data in a shape we can work with, then the keywording data is mapped on our plain picture vocabulary, which is, as I said, German, English, and French, but mainly German and English. And there we have, or mainly me, we have different possibilities and tools to make it better and to adjust it. I will show you. The only searchable field we have is the keywording field. So we have quite a strong focus on control of the search results, because even the title, which is sometimes used as a caption field, very expanding long titles, they are just too many homonyms or meaning interferences that we decided not to leave it search sensitive anymore. Also, the place names. These information are given out, and it's important for the customer, I have to say, but for the search, we decided against. Yes, the client's needs. It's nothing very special I can say to that. Our experience is that the clients need, of course, a good accessibility, which we offer with a lot of different search options on our website. And then they hate ballast. They really hate unmatching results. And so that's a constant work on the database and the vocabulary to give out good results. But the base, I think, always is a concise and most of all relevant keywording, without being too specific in our field. Like in a stock agency, it hasn't got to be the Latin name of a plant that's just not searched for, even if it's correct. Nobody searches that. And the result, poor data quality, of course, means a lot of work for us and in all steps of the workflow, and therefore more costs, and it blocks people who could work on other things. But as you might have understood, our policy is, as a medium-sized agency, we really want special and arty images. We want to show good images, and sometimes some of the partner agencies are just not so professional with the data. And for that reason, we put a lot of effort in pimping up the data and make it a bit easier and give a lot of feedback and communicate a lot and support them to... We can't just say this is our standard and either you hold on or we can't take the images. That's not our policy. Yes, now we have some... I have dragged out some of the problems we find. Is it too long? Okay. I want to show you some of the problems with language. Language problems we have with the language metadata. One problem is bilingual keywording. If we get data in two or more languages, where do they place the languages? One example here, you see it in the... Oh, you can't see it. It's down there. agencies use a vertical bar to divide languages all in one field, for example, in the keywording field or in the title field. So that means a lot of manual work to drag it or to separate it again. Here you see two languages, in this case Dutch and English, mixed together in one field. Two problems. The word superfood, I've never heard before. I didn't know what it is. I've seen in our database that it was searched for just one time and so decided it's just food and it's mapped onto food. So superfood away. We say it's food. It's probably food. The other problem is if it's just all mixed together. For example, the word kind, it's in Dutch, means child, it's kind. So, but kind we have as a synonym of nice, so it comes out that of this Dutch agency, every child is nice. So, yes, another problem is that sometimes non-native speaking keyworders do the keywording in English, and then it comes out that being made... is like self-made, and by hand they mean handmade. That's my work then to find out what could they mean by that. Nobody searches this. It's not a usual English expression, but still we don't want to lose this information behind the meaning of it. And these are the effects of bad keywording, of course, the loss of information, because it's not possible to work on every little single expression manually. We have an expanding vocabulary with redundant data where we work against it, and it's time-consuming, of course. Here is an example where we have the keywording placed in different columns. Why ever? Okay. You can see that they have kind of material in the back or the color, but it belongs all to the keywording. So this has to be put together. Here's the best example I could find. It's all problems together. Special characters which are cracked, and then at least four or five languages. That was all in one field. That was all in the keywording field. And then you can see... Or you could imagine how much work it is to drag the meaning out of that. It's for the image. And we get like thousands of images like that, you know. So what are our solutions or how do we handle these problems? We have a multilingual vocabulary which we work on constantly. It's really dynamic. The partner keywording is mapped. And if we have new entries, they are in the first place, they are not realized. We only realized and translate the entries we have already maintained in the database. And then in the second step, the new incoming database entries are checked, sorted by agency, and then looked for the relevancy. And maybe they are imported in the semantic web, maybe they're just dropped. We regularly measure the search logs as a base of the measurement of relevancy. It's my base criteria for telling if a string is a search term or not. It's nice because we can observe upcoming issues, new issues, and for the also for our photographers to help them a bit with new issues. And we constantly evaluate like preferred term, which we give out as search terms or like search, you say proposals. Can you say that? Like offer search terms, and we want, of course, to show search terms which are used. And yeah, and then we have the tool of a blacklist. That's my most loved tool because. We have about 100,000 entries on this list that are terms which are dragged out of the vocabulary and never go back again. So we'll never see that again. And that's, for example, entries we want to delete, numbers, codes, irregular strings, but also names, loads of names, first names, family names without any meaning. We can replace spelling mistakes. And here is a screenshot of the blacklist. You see, for example, from a certain partner, open air was used in the meaning of outdoors. And just for this partner, I can map their open air images on outdoors. Or white was from a certain partner, and just from this partner, used not in the meaning of the color white, but for Caucasian. So for this partner, I can map all images indexed with white onto Caucasian. And one last, so we have a lot of options here to deal with this blacklist. Also, where you don't see entries in the second column, for those partners, they are. It's not even replaced by the correct meaning. It just has no meaning for them, and then they can't use this term anymore. Quite a hard tool. Don't know what this is. This is our. This is the last foil. This is. I just wanted to give you an impression of our keywording tool we developed. This is for the in-house keywording as well as for our photographers. We opened the same interface and our thesaurus in German and English with 4,000 terms, roundabout, to the photographers, and even in some cases for some partner agencies who don't have own systems to do it. And because of consistency, because of all the spelling mistakes which come up, we can just maintain that keywording so much better if everybody uses a controlled vocabulary, and that's where we put the most focus on. Yeah, thank you. I try to be...
Okay, thank you.